Head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, offensively, I don't know what more you could have done there in that third period.
Yeah, but again, you knew that was going to happen. I mean, it's just the way it happens. And one team has desperation. The other team's, you know, what the other team's all they're doing is just they're just defending. All they have to do is defend, stay in the middle of the rink, guts of the ice, and defend and relieve pressure. So, I mean, you knew it was going to happen as far as territorially and all that stuff in the third period. But, again, we needed to pop one, Schultz, I think, in the first 5-6 minutes, you know.
If I'm remembering right, they had a penalty there about midway through the third period. Did you consider at all pulling Zach at that point?
A little bit. We did talk about it, but we also – the reason we didn't, Schultze, is that they run a really tight diamond. And we actually felt if we pulled them, we may actually have too much congestion and there might be too many people. And I know that sounds weird, but when they're that tight, it's hard. It's really hard. Now, it helps for puck recovery, but we had possession the whole time because they were so tight. We possessed the puck the whole time. So we felt it might hurt us pulling them at that particular point versus helping us.
That's all just a gut feeling there. I mean, there are no rules for when you got to do that, but it can easily just as easily backfire against you, too.
So. Well, again, I think if it was a normal penalty kill, they're just really tight and it's really hard to penetrate. So we just felt, again, like I don't want to get redundant, but we just felt that we thought the sixth attacker would have hurt us more than helped us at that particular point. And that was me. Actually, I actually said, Wentz, I don't want to do it right now because I just think, again, it'll clog too much. And then we kind of wanted to do it with 6, 6.5, but we were actually getting in a good rhythm, and it was hard because we had good puck possession too. So
every faceoff they had there down the stretch, they were putting Hampus Erickson out there, and 6'6" is hard to win a faceoff against, isn't it?
Well, he's a big guy. He's a big guy, Schultze.
I mean, across the board, those guys are big.
Yeah, no, they defend well. They defend well, and we just had a hard time. They defend well, and they're experienced, and they're playing good hockey right now.
I can't imagine being in your shoes right now. Normal year pair wise, you kind of know what is going on. Tonight, you don't have a clue what's going to happen.
No, we didn't. We need a little. We just got to watch now. I told the guys it's a sick feeling, but you got to watch.
Every coach that I have seen that lost in their conference tournament lately has been stating their case. So.
I'm not going to do that.
Well,
I won't do that. I think some of it, I don't like it. I don't like the optics of it, but whatever. Hey, the committee, we have a good committee, and whatever happens, happens. And, you know, they know what's going on, well, Schultz. See, I know what you're saying.
You have scheduled historically the best teams that you can to make you a better team down the stretch, but also it helps your overall body of work for stuff like this.
Right on, Schultze. Again, I agree with you totally, and I'm not going to sit here and politic and, you know what, for everything right now. Again, they've got all of our information. We sent it in. We feel we've got a good body of work, and now we just got to let it play out and let the committee do their job.
For as much as what hockey means to the UP, tomorrow night's a pretty good deal for them, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Schultze, it's stinging right now, so it's hard to talk about that, though.
See you hopefully next week somewhere,
okay,
Tom.
Okay, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Lakers win tonight by the final score of 4-1.